The annual meeting of the Chesapeake Executive Council yielded some good news. Walter Boynton of the University of Maryland's Chesapeake Biological Laboratory rattled off several signs that the health of the nation's largest estuary is improving.
After decades of decline, water clarity is improving in some areas of the bay. Seagrasses have been rightfully called the canary in the coal mine, a sensitive indicator of good water clarity. Seagrasses have been expanding coverage in the bay, and during 2016, almost made it to 100,000 acres.
He said that's three times what it was when the bay program began in the mid-1980s.
And during the late summer of 2016, there was no true dead zone in the bay. That's the first time that's happened in 30 years. That's called progress.
But he emphasized that he was describing progress, not complete success, not yet anyway. He warned against cutting funding to the Bay Program, a sentiment that was echoed by almost everyone at the meeting, including Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe.
When you think of the progress we have made, we need the full funding of the $73 million to go forward, because certain states, if we did not have this money, we know that they would not be able to meet the requirements that they need to do.
In addition to cutting money from the Bay Program, Trump's proposed budget eliminates hundreds of millions of dollars from a variety of programs in multiple federal agencies that contribute to Bay restoration efforts. Chesapeake Bay Commission Executive Director Ann Swanson said the first part of Thursday's meeting, which was closed to the public, emphasized the importance of making sure federal agencies remain active in helping to clean up the bay.
It's a bipartisan issue. Environment should not be political. Chesapeake Bay should not be political. And we should reach out to our congressmen, every one of them, and make sure that they're working for all of the federal agencies to be funded for their Chesapeake Bay restoration work.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan said he raised these concerns in a recent conversation with Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt.
I told him that we were very concerned about the cut in funding to the Chesapeake Bay that was proposed, actually not by the EPA, but by the budget office instead. But told him how important it was. We talked about a number of issues, and I got the impression that he's very aware, very concerned.
Ken Wagner is an advisor to Pruitt and represented Pruitt at Thursday's meeting. He said those budget cuts are out of the EPA's control.
The president's budget is just a starting point. We're committed to fully working with Congress to determine what the right amount of funding for all of the programs that empower states to do the business of environmental protection are. And so Administrator Pruitt will be testifying before Congress in the next several weeks. But he is committed to empowering states to do the business of environmental protection, and including the Chesapeake Bay.
He said whether that empowerment comes with money is up to Congress. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for Chesapeake, a journalism collaborative.